The recently signed 21st Century Cures Act could send as much as $19 million to Indiana to help treat people with opioid addictions. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, the amount the state will receive and when it will come is still being hammered out.
$1 billion of the $6 billion in the bill is to be distributed to states over 2 years. How much each receives is based on need. Basha Indraka-Christou studies public health at IUPUI and says the Cures Act places an emphasis on addiction treatment as well as mental health care. She says the money will be made available to states in the form of block grants, which means states will have to submit applications.
And that plan needs to actually explain how they are going to be using evidence-based treatment methods, along with a number of other things like how they are going to be integrating mental health and physical health care.
In Indiana, the fight against opioids has taken the form of short-term immediate solutions, such as syringe exchange programs and naloxone repositories. Indraka-Christou says the Cures opioid money could expand those. Cures also allocates billions of dollars to research initiatives. According to Indraka-Christou, that's where more long-term changes could start, including searching for better treatment methods or creating more fellowships for future addiction psychiatrists. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.